Israeli soldiers have opened fire in two places in the besieged Gaza Strip, injuring at least 16 Palestinians. In one of the incidents, 14 Palestinians were shot and injured by Israeli troops during a demonstration against the Israeli-designated buffer zone near Jabalia. Medics say a 12-year-old boy who was shot in the head is in serious condition. And in southern Gaza, a Hamas security officer and a Palestinian boy were shot and injured by Israeli soldiers. Palestinians regularly hold demonstrations near the Israeli fence separating Gaza from the rest of occupied Palestine. They say the Israelis uprooted their trees to create the buffer zone. Let's go to Gaza and talk to our correspondent there, Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, first of all, give us an update on what exactly happened on the ground.
Yes, Hassan, earlier Israeli forces opened their heavy machine guns towards a group of Palestinian youth east of the northern Gaza Strip town of Jabalia, injuring 14 people, including a 12-year-old boy who sustained a direct hit from a tear gas canister, and he's listed in a serious condition at Gaza's Shifa Hospital. Soon after that, Israeli forces shot a teenager and a security officer in southern Gaza. Israeli forces say that the youth were hurling stones towards them, but people in the area said that the Israeli forces opened fire without having any reason to do so. Many here believe that Israeli soldiers are just trigger happy and they only aim to inflict as much damage as possible against people who enter that so-called buffer zone. This buffer zone is an area that makes up 25% of Gaza's fertile land. It stretches from Rafah in the south to Beth Hanun in the north. Dozens of people were either killed or injured in recent years by Israeli gunfire, Hassan.
Of course, Ashraf, what's the reason behind the recent Israeli aggressions against Palestinians?
Hassan, Israeli soldiers do not need an excuse to shoot or injure Palestinians. We've seen that in the past six plus decades of Israeli occupation of Palestine. Many human rights centers have accused Israeli soldiers of using excessive force against Palestinians in that access-restricted area. And a lot of people blame international silence towards Israeli crimes for the fact of this continuous, almost on a daily basis, attacks on people here.
All right, Press TV's Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Sir Ashraf.